Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
It's a wet start to this Thursday. Hi, and thanks for choosing WVIK Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara with news at 9:04. Illinois Democrats are trying to excite people about down-ballot races as enthusiasm for the Harris-Walz presidential ticket grows.
Illinois Democrats, are you ready for the fight?
Governor J.B. Pritzker issued his standard call to action to an uproarious crowd of Democrats gathered before the annual Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair. Comptroller Susana Mendoza says people should get as excited about local races as they are about Kamala Harris.
The top of the ticket, of course, helps the bottom of the ticket, but it doesn't help you when most issues are local and you don't vote for your local elected officials.
State Representative Jay Hoffman, who lives near St. Louis, thinks the Harris-Walz ticket will push more Democrats to vote in southern Illinois.
She, coming off the convention, is going to even raise the enthusiasm level even higher.
Republicans have their day at the state fair today. I'm Alex Degman.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then another chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Gusty winds are expected, high near 85. Overnight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 67. For Friday, 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny skies and a high near 86. Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days with highs in the lower 80s. Coming up on Think, America has endured eras of political violence before, but after the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, is political violence now part of our current reality? We'll discuss at noon today on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.